prepare for death. It's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Wassalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. And whoever recites salat upon me 10 times, Allah azza wa jal sends 100 blessings upon him. And whoever recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah azza wa jal will write between both of his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire. And Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with the martyrs on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my dear viewers, in the silsila of the discussion of death. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the previous episode, I discussed about the blessings of virtuous deeds. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this episode, I shall discuss about the martyrdom of Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Adi bin Hatim Ta'i states, on the day of Shahadat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, I heard a voice saying, O Ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an, accept the glad tidings of mercy and flowers. Accept the glad tidings of your pleased Rabb. Accept the glad tidings of heavenly blessings and forgiveness. When I observed the place from where the voice was coming, I could not find anyone there. Hazrat Salman reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the very first glad tiding in the grave of a believer is this: be pleased with the pleasure of Allah. You have reached well, and all those who went to your grave to see you off, Allah has forgiven them, and whosoever gave testimony regarding you, and whosoever prayed for your forgiveness, his dua has been accepted. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma explained that the meaning of this word of Allah, فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ, is that even before an unbeliever leaves this world, he will definitely drink a bowl of the intensely boiling water of hell. Hazrat Abu Imran al-Jawni reported that the unbelievers and evildoers will leave this world thirsty, and they shall enter the graves thirsty. And they will rise on the day of Qiyamah thirsty, and they shall be entered thirsty into Jahannam. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an reported, when Allah wills to remove the soul of a mu'min, He commands Malakul Maut by saying, convey my salam to that servant. Therefore, Malakul Maut conveys Allah's salam to the servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Muhammad bin Ka'b reported that when a soul of a believer is about to leave his body, the Malakul Maut appears to him and says, As-salamu alayka ya wali Allah. Peace be upon you, O friend of Allah. Your Rabb conveys salams to you. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Malakul Maut appears to a wali Allah, a friend of Allah, he conveys salam to him and says, As-salamu alayka ya wali Allah. Rise from this house which you have now vacated, going towards the house which you have now occupied. Hazrat Mujahid reported, a mu'min is given news of his child being righteous so that he may become pleased. Hazrat Mujahid radiallahu ta'ala an has reported that Allah takhafu, fear not, refers to that which is to come. In other words, maut, and the affairs of the hereafter. وَلَا تَحْزَنُ, and do not grieve, means, and to not grieve for that which you have left behind. In other words, your children and your debts, for Allah will appoint a guardian over it. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainnah. Surah Al-Fajr, verse 27, Hazrat Hassan, with regards to this verse, said, when Allah wills to remove the soul of His believing servant, then the soul becomes content by Allah's grace, and Allah is pleased with him. Hazrat Rabi reported that if the hopes of the believers were not with Allah, then their paths would have destructed in this world, and their stomachs would have burst in this world. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, do you not see that when a person is about to die, his eyes become fixated? The Sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in said, yes, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, this happens at the time when his soul is leaving his body and his eyes follow it. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri reported that when Malakul Maut presses the main vessel of a human, it seizes the person's ability to recognize or speak, and he forgets the world and all which is in it. If the condition of Sakarat were not brought upon him, then due to the intensity of the discomfort, he would strike those around him with a sword. Hazrat Ikrama was asked, will a blind person also see Malakul Maut? He said, yes, he will. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reported, Malakul Maut has with him a poisonous spear, the one end of which is in the east and the other end of which is in the west. With this he cuts the rug of life. In other words, the vessel. I pray to Allah Azzawajal that He gives us all the ability. They were able to learn a lesson from death. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us all the ability that we're able to prepare for our deaths. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Prepare for death. It's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.